You were holding Daf Kuf Dalad Amar Aleph. Okay, the last shayla was, is there such a tumor of dam of a behemoth in the Vela? So, that first was Rav Beva, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, brought down a maisa that they once measured out the Revi's dam from a Nevela to give a tumor. And then Rav Yitzchok Bar Bisna asked the question that he said the opposite, that dam Nevelas was tor. So he asked him back, how come you didn't answer it? So he answered back and says, how could I answer? The last Gemara was that Reb Zerika said back to him, my time, how come you didn't answer Mar? So he answered back and said, listen, I'm very tired, and the last Pesukim more, but you have to rely upon other people. And the Gemara says on top, Yekuv Dalid, Vu Gavra, Rashi means he meant to say upon himself, Al Palta Samach, he Samach, he relies upon a baker for the bread, meaning to say he can't make it himself. And therefore Rashi says he meant to say, V'yendaitim Yishuv L'Hashuv Loid, I didn't have Yishuv Adas, my mind wasn't at peace to answer him. But really the Gemara says, Mehev Yoloh, what's the maskana? That how come they measured out the Revius of Dam? The Chura were coming out that there's no Tumas Nevela on Dam. So Gemara answers, Omer Reb Yosef, that Reb Yehuda Moraina the Venesia, he was from the Moira Haru of the Venesia, and have a Fiora like Kishmaite, Taka Paskin, like his learning, that what, that there is a Tumas Nevela. It's not like this. Reb Yudu Aimer, Shisha Dvorim Mekule Beishama, Yemechurme Beisilu. There are six things that's from the Kulis of Beishama, and Beisilu is Machmir. And one of them is Dam Nevelos. The Lach, if you have a Behemoth, it's a Nevela, so it has Tumah when it's Mace, a Nevela. But the Dam, it's Machlaik, is that Beishama Matarim. Beishama says there's no Tumas on the Dam of Nevela. Well, Beisilu Matam, Beisilu says, yes, there is a Tumah on the Dam of a Nevela. And Amar Rav Yosef by Yehuda, Afki Shatima Beisilu, even when Beisilu said there is a Tumas on the Dam of a Nevela, you should know, Leitimu Elab Revius. He only said it's Tumi if there's Revius Dam. Since when it becomes gelled up, it comes to a salad, it's the size of a kezayis, just like tumas nevelas. The kezayis, who are in the dam also, is the same shear that in liquid form it's revius dam, because when it gets solid, it becomes into a kezayis. So the kids said, so machlegis talking of dam nevelas, tumi or not, so it's not a kasha why he brought down some mice and it said it's tor, they hold like beishamai. And he that said that it's Tomei, Pastin's Tomei, that's like Beisilu. The Beisilu says that Dam Nevela is Tomei, and therefore it's good before why the Chomin went to the Mishari to make sure to measure out a Revius of Dam, because only Revius of Dam from a Behemoth of a Nevela, that's what has Tumas Nevela on it. Here now the Mishnah says, Ein Misnadvin Lug, Shinayim V'chamisha, it can't be Menadiv to give a Lug, or two, or five, but he couldn't even snadiv to give five. He's talking about yayin for nesachim. When you want to be menadiv to give yayin for the nesachim, so you can't be menadiv to give stam one lug or two or five, but he could be misnadiv to give three lugim of yayin, or else to give four, the arvor, for shisha to give six lugim of yayin. Or mishisha lamala, or then you could give from six onwards. There it's good. So Rashi says what? Yain le nitchoi, shlemitzino minchas nesachim shalug v'loishnayim. We never find of yain to have a lug of yain or two. But only before, we do find three though. V'loi chamisha. Avon Nathan Rashi says shloisha dechaz le keves. A keves takes three lugim for yain. And four is for an ayil, which is a shlisha sahin. And then six is chazi for par. A par takes six lugim of yain. And six onwards, you can always divide it up, because when you have seven, so three is fit for kevis, and then four for nail, and shmoyna keeps on going upwards that way. That's what the Mishnah says. You can't be menadiv to bring one lug or two or five lugum of yayin. That's no good. So Mishnah says like this. Iboilu have a question like this. What's going to be yesh kfar l'nesochim or yein kfar l'nesochim? Is there a kfar or not? So Rashi says like this. Omar, somebody says, Omer, if he says, Harei alai kach v'kach lugim, he's mechayv himself to bring such amount of yayin. So, mi hevi kfa, what does that mean to say? The enyochol yakriva mela akril b'yach, you have to bring all together. Ve'evei korvei b'korvin. It's like one big korvin. I know ein kuva. V'yachol akrivom. V'yapanar shayla. You can bring whichever, as much as you want. That's a shayla. Let's say to bring five or six or seven lugum of yayin, do you have to bring them all together? Or could you bring them separately? That's called yesh klal nesachim, yayin klal nesachim. So what's the case talking about? Now the Rashi said, like, l'may nafkamina, what's the difference? So when it says, k'goyin, t'yayisi chamisha. If somebody's menad of himself to bring five lugim of yayin. So, iyam, if you tell me, ein klal nesachim, there's no kfar, neither you said five, you don't have to bring all five at one time, then it's very good. So Moshech or Makrev Abo Minayu, take four lugim of this yayin and use it. Why? To chazal ayil. Four lugim, that's the nesachim for a korban ayil. V'iduch, you have one lug left over, have a nedava, and be like a nedava. Rashi says, to be a nedava present means nidvat tzibur, be like a nedava to the tzibur. And the yimcha, you sell it, and the yitlo dom of the shofar, you put the money into the shofar from the Beis Hamikdash there, into the pushka. Or else Rashi says, or ye korfu atzma, you can makav it itself, v'itzar from mashreni, shnei lugim acherim. When you'll have two more lugim, this will be part of it. The yakrev, you bring a nitzvei tamit for keves, that comes with three. So that's the shtat of nafkamina. First one was nadiv to bring five lugim of yayim. So if you say you could divide them up, bring four now, and the fifth one is like an adava. But the Gemara says, V'yam, if you can tell me though, yesh kfal nesachim, that once you say five, you have to bring all five at one time. If so, adamam lilhu lekorvi. I said, well, V'yam, yesh kfal adamam lilhu. I said, V'yov luk hashish, until you bring a sixth look, it's no good. Ki'echad leschaz lepar lekorvi, you can't bring it by itself. Whereas if you hold yesh kfar, so you said five, so you have to have all five at one shot, and five is not fit for anything. So you'll have to wait until you bring another lug of yayin here, then you'll have six, and six together is fit for the second of a par. That's not kamino. If you hold yesh kfar, you'll have to wait out of mamlu luhu lekorvi. So my, what's the locha? So Moshe says, Omer Abayi says, Toshma, come in here. Toshma. It says, Shishlo Nadova, when you have six lugim of yayin, it can be brought for Nadova. Rashi says, Kabi Yud Gimel Shofar Shofar B'Mikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, there were 13 different pushkas there like. The Yud Gimel Shofar Sevi, and seven of them, Hayu Naisnim Hanach Moist, and the first Masech Yuma. Seven of them were set aside for special things. Masech Tishkolim, Tech Mecharatim, Vatikin, new ones, old ones, Fakini, Gazelos, Verla, for different things. And then the Shishimem, six of them, was for Nadava. Lita Nibus put money in there, and with that money they'd buy kabonis for Tiba. So it says what? It says Shisha the Nadava, right? There were six pushkis that were set aside, the Shiksha forest, that used to put the money there if people were Nadiv to bring Nadavas with them. The Yamina we said over there, Rashi the Kamam Perak Basin, and the Gemara later will say, Kineged me, like how come you have to have six? Kineged me. So more later says, Kineged Moiser Chattis, leftover money from a korban Chattis, or Moiser Asham, leftover money from a korban Asham, or Moiser Asham Nazir, or Nazir's Asham, or Moiser Asham Mitzara, Mitzara's Asham, or Moiser Kinim, from Yeledes, they bring birds, or Moiser Minchas Chaita. These are the six different pushkas have for leftover monies. Rashi says, Kain Moiser Chattis, Kagoin Hifrish Moyes Lachatis Wuzlo, he set aside money for Korban Chattis, $100, and then it became cheaper the Kabonis. So leftover money you put there. Same thing, all these things, these Asham, the Terev here. Now the Gemara's question is, V'yimisivyo, like we're saying now, Liskin Shefer Achrini, they should have been Misakin to have an eighth or seventh Pushka, another Shefer. Kineged Moysen Asachin, if you're telling me now, like in our case here, that you could divide up the Nesachim, it's Ein Kva, so then you could bring four by itself, and the fifth one, you put away for the Moshe Nesachim. So there should have been another Pushka to put away this extra money from the Nesachim. Yeah. Rashi says, V'yemisa, right, the maybe Chamisha Lugin, so then you could bring four by itself and one is for Nadava, there should have been another Shofar for this purpose. So Morris says, no. I'll answer you, Hanach l'nidvas tibarazli. Now this part of Kashi says, Vavim misi wa liskin Shofar achrini, k'neged moistin asochim, because Hanach l'nidvas tibarazli. Yes, there should have been another one. Smorin says, Hani shchiyach, Efshe de Mitzarfi. Tasik Masteras, Hani shchichi, that this happens very often, that you use Nesachim, like every single korban come out, most korbanos needs Nesachim. So Efshe de Mitzarfi, therefore you can starf it. Demar u demar b'hadiyadot, you put the two together. Rashi says, Im nodar hei, if someone made another, they bring five. So Yaakov Dal, let him only use four lugim. V'yaniach lug, let him leave over one lug, hanishar. V'yitztarafim moistin asachim acherim, achiyu dal v'gimel. Like it's very shkiyach to have this leftover yayin, so you don't have to store away the money. Otherwise, you use it right away. So therefore, there's no problem here. Therefore, you don't have to have a new shayfa. Yeah. The d'mar d'mar yivad yadodi v'korvi. Omer rov, so kitzu islav a good shayla. What's the loch? Is it called Yesh Kfala Nesachim or Ein Kfala Nesachim? So Moshe Omer Rav Rav says, Toshma, come in here. The Pasuk in Bamidva says, Ezrach. Rashi says, Gabi Nesachim, said by the Pasha, bringing Nesachim, says, Kol Ezrach Yasa Kocho Es Elo. And Rashi says, it's an extra Pasuk. But before already said, all the din of Nesachim. Malamit Shem is not been Nesachim Blei Korban. A person could be Menadiv just to bring wine without a Korban. And how much? Shloish Shilugim. Because less than that it's not fit. So why is the Pasuk have to say Ezrach? So Malamed comes to teach us over here, Malamed, Shem is Nadvin Nesachim. That a person can bring in the Dova Nesachim by itself without a Korban. The Kama, how much do you have to bring? Shloish Shilugim. Has to be at least 3 Lugim of Yayin. Uminayin, how do we know to say Shem Rotzel Haistav Yosef? If you want to bring more than 3, you could bring more. Tam Lem, the Pasuk says Yiya. Rashi says, Chatzi Ahin, Yiyya Lepar, Mashma, Temincha Hevei, yeah, Hevei, Achriti, Lishnachrin, Apartasakim, Sevkocha Ger Yiyya, right? Kova says the word Yiyya, that you can do as much as you want. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yivchais, if so, maybe you could even do less than 3 also. Tamlema says the word Nokocha, Rashi says, that's Tikuva, that you have to have at least 3 Lugim of Yayin. Now, my Yosef, what does it mean to say if you want to, you could bring more if you want? What does that mean to say? Let me, if you want to tell me, Abba Vishisha, that you could bring 4 lugim or 6 lugim, so Hurakat Kashris Pshita. Maishin or Shloisha, why do you say you could bring 3 lugim of Yayin? The Chazi Lekeves, that's fit when you bring a Korban Oil Lekeves. It needs three lugim of Yayin. If so, Pshita, Abba Vishisha Nami. Chazal Ayil, an Ayil, a ram, needs 4 lugim of Yayin. Upar needs 6 lugim. So Pshit is good. El Alav isn't the Eil Arm. We're talking about the way the Chiddush of the Pasuk is Chamisha. To have a person wants, so it could be Menadev to bring 5 lugim of Yayin. If so, Ushramin here should be a proof. Ein Kfal in Asachim. That is Ein Kfal, meaning you don't have to bring it at one shot. You could bring 4 at one time. And the 5th one would be a Maisa. So you see, it's called Enkva. Yeah. Yeah. So Shema Mina, Enkva. That's a good proof. Omer Vashi Vashi says, V'anan lo etanan hoche. We didn't learn like this. We learned in the Mishnah, Ein misnadvin lug shnayim v'chamisha. Our Mishnah says, you can't be menadiv just to bring 1 or 2 or 5 lugum of yayin. So, Zemara says, Chamisha dum yudishnayim, mashnayim deloichoz de klal l'chura. Just like if you menadev to bring 2 lugum of yayin, it's not fit for anything. If so, af chamisha named loichoz de klal. Mashma 5 also is not fit for anything. So, where it's mashma, if you menadev to bring 5, it's called yesh kva, and 5 by itself is not fit for anything, so you can't use it. Because if you're going to tell me yen kva, so you could use 4, and the 5th one you use for maisa. So why does the Mishnah say 2 is like 5? Samura says no. Samura says, Midi Iri, who says one is talking like the other one? Hatayi Hokadisa, Vokadisa. by two or one, it's not fit for anything. But if you nadi five, there could be four of it is fit to bring, like from the sachem of an aisle, but the fifth one is for Moshe. Omer Abaye says like this, Im Timslam, if you want to tell me, Ein Kfal Nesachim, Ho Ein Kfal Nesachim, Enechanami, if you tell me the Tzadik says it's Ein Kfal, even though you may not have to bring five lugam of Yayin, if you want to, you could bring four now, and the fifth one will be a Moser, or leave it over for later. So, okay, but Im Timslam, if you want to tell me, Yesh Kfal Nesachim, no, that once you're manadav to bring five, you have to bring five at one time, or as much as you say, you have to bring it all at one time. This is as in Timstam, what Yesh Kron Asachim, so, Ad Asarab Shitali. Up until you say 10 Esrainim Shit, you have to bring all 10 at one time. Rashi says, what Ad Asarab Shitali? The Lug Ushnaim Vehei, Legamri, Ad Mamalilhu, or Sholosh Lekeves, Chozui, Kwasturi is fit for kevis, for dalad l'ayil, for shisha l'par, for shiva l'kevis, for yayil was kes l'shneilim, tes l'par, for kevis yud l'par v'yayil. So the kids want to try to say, yesh kfal and asochim, you have to have all of them, so ada sorab shita could be yes, because it's shayach to bait a combination of 10. But echad elsa mi boy, what's going to be if you may not have to bring 11 lugum of yayin? What do you do then? Mi boy lay. What's the shayla mai? Gavra lishnei porim kamechavin. Is a pshat the person that had a mind to bring the sachem for two porim, and therefore, even though he only said 11, he has to wait till he has 12. The adamam lilhu lekarvi, you can't bring it yet by itself. You have to wait till you have one more lug of yayin, 12 together. Or duma maybe no lishnei elim v'keves echo kamechavin. He had a mind for two elim, that's 8, 4 and 4. And he had a mind for one kevis, which is 11. So that's the shayla. The guy says 11, what does he have in mind? Does he have a mind to use these 11 baturis, or two aisles, and one kevis? Or does he mean to make two perm and he has to wait? That's the shayla. Kesef HaKamachavim. Trei michad mina, v'chad michad mina minan. Oiloi, my, what's the locha take? Will be a taker. Yes, Rashi says, it means Lashnav, Is me heavy urcha lisnudev oilai? Is it a derech to make a nether like this or not? Here, trei michad min. Does it mean to say two of one min and one of another min? Is it shchiyat that way? Oilai. That's the shalavad. A small mistavri meant only 11. But the question maybe why not is because you're taking two different minim. You're putting two of aisles and one of kevis. Maybe people don't talk that way. Maybe it's more mistavri meant to say shnei porim, because it's the same type of a power, same type of porim. That's the shayla. When a guy says 11, what does he mean, teiku? Do we have to wait till he has a 12th one or not? That's a good shayla. The other Mishnah says here, misnadvin yayin v'yay misnadvin shemen. He could bring from the dove a yayin, like we just had last Mishnah. He could have an asochem of yayin without flour, without oil, just the yayin alone. But you can't be menadav to bring shemen by itself. When you want to bring a mincha, it has to be flour and shemen. You can't have shemen by itself. Divrei Rabbi Kiva, these are the words of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Tafan or Menor, Rabbi Tafan says, misnadvin shemen, yes, you could make an adob of shemen. Misnadvin shemen, you could bring shemen by itself also, even without flour. Omer of Tafan, Tafan says, ma mitzinu b'yayin, just like a fine by wine. Shebo chayva, yayin kondo toros chayva, amol yavuch ben minchas nesachim, you have to bring yayin. Hu adin ubon adover. It also comes with an adover. Rashi says what? Shemevi shemen levad, but loy sells a minchas adover of mayatzma. It also comes to us an adover. He says, not Rashi, the first year. It was about sitting in the beyond with Shabbat, I have ubon adover. That yayin comes to us an adover. May I mean, af shem, hu adin shemen also, boch, I have ubon adover. That's from Tarfon's sword to say shemen also. Comes with us a chayva. And who are din? It comes with us in the davar also. A chayv is by minchas nesachim. Ubon the davar means you can bring shema by itself. Omer of Akiva, Akiva says back to him, no. Loi imamar to b'yayin. It was only said by wine. Shekein hu korav chayvosim of nayatzmoy. Because even when you have a chayv to bring the wine, the wine is brought by itself. The nischa yayin is brought by itself. Tiyama b'shema mashenkem, when you bring oil, shein hu korav chayvosim of nayatzmoy. When you have a chayv to bring shemen, you never bring shemen by itself. It's always in the mincha with the flour. Yeah, so that's what Akiva is trying to say. He never could have a chiyuv on the nedava to bring shemen by itself. Just like the chayv is always together, shemen and flour, who are in the nedava also. And the Mishnah says, Ein shnayim is nadvin yisar nechad. Two people with shutfis cannot bring a mincha. Two shutfim cannot bring a mincha together. Abo misnadvin oilu shlamim. But a kabbonish you could bring b'shutfis. Two people can be nadav to bring one korban oil, to bring one korban shlamim. Uviyayif, what about by a bird? Afilu predachas also. You could have one bird by itself, one pigeon by itself, two people can be nadav to bring a b'tor shutfis. Just by a mincha, we'll see this as a special posik, a mincha is not brought b'shutfis. Mora says, Omar Rovo, midivrei shneim nimu. From both of them we learn out that misnadav vada minchas nesachim b'choyayim. First of all, so he can make an adova minchas nesachim the whole day. Minchas nesachim means, Higarashi says it means soil shemen v'yayin b'le carbon. You can mechayv yourself to bring flour, oil, and wine, even without a carbon, every single day. Why? Higarashi says, because up, there's only machlokes to Gemara if you can bring shemen by itself. But mashma shemen and flour, pshit even according to Rabbi Kiva, you can bring. Therefore, you could bring a minchas nesachim every day. The more pshit, of course, why not? Mercy is mother, Tamar, what I thought to say. Minchas nedova goli barachmona. The Torah was mechadish. You could bring a mincha for nedova. You could bring, there is such a pasha, minchas nedova. So I would have thought to say, hani chamisha menochasin. In the pasha of minchas nedova, there are five different types of menochas the Pasuk talks about. Rashi says there's a mincha soilis, Umachavas, Umacheshes, the Chalos were kicking. Avravuchel, Choshmash says, the ain't a born Nadova. Mashenk, and only these five could be Nadovas. But Tveloi, maybe cannot bring a Minchas Nasachim, but there is Nadova. Kamashmulon, yes. Haini Mili Bistama. Only if you say a Stam Minchas, one of those. Avalechid, the Parish. If you say clearly that you want to bring a Minchas Nasachim in Echnami, you could be Mechaid yourself to bring a Minchas Nasachim. Then the Mishnah says, Ein Shnayim is Nadvin, that a Mincha cannot be brought b'shutfis. My time and why not? Elaim, if you want to tell me Mishum, the Siddur Pasuk says, Takriv Oila. Says Lashon of Takriv Oila. Rashi says Lashon Yochid. No, because it says Takriv, it says the word Takriv. Says Mashma Yochid. A single person can bring a Mincha. Not b'shutfis, not two together. For the Gemara so Oila Nami by Korban Oil also it says, Hoksiv Yaakov, it also says the word Yaakov Lashon Yochid. Ela rather oila my time. Why do we say oila? He could bring shutfis tichsiv loila seichem. If so, mincha nami yoksiv le mincha seichem is also a pasuk. Ela rather mishum tichsiv. But says the pasuk like this. It says the word nefesh. By a mincha says the word nefesh mashma yochid and not b'shutfis. That's the pshat. And tani nami yochid. We learn like this also. Tani nami yochid that Rebbe Yomer asher yakriv kabona lechol nidreim lechol nidvoisam asher grivu l'Hashem. Meaning to say, Hakol boy meshutfin, the shutfas, all kabonis could be brought meshutfas if you want. Leisila kakosev ele mincha, the pasuk only takes out from shutfas only a mincha. Shenema nefesh, the pasuk says by nefesh by mincha, mashmon yochid could bring not meshutfas. Omer of Yitzchak, mifnei ma nishtanes mincha, hakam mincha is different. Shenema bo nefesh, hakam by mincha. Torah says the word nefesh is omar kodesh baruch hu. Midak alavi mincha, who usually brings a mincha? Only a poor person, he can't afford to bring more. His son of Torah tells him, you should know, Mala ni olav, I consider it upon you, kilo hikriv nashra lefana, as if you brought your nefesh in front of me. In other words, since he can't afford more, this is what he could afford, Hashem considers it like Imamish gave his nefesh. And Omer of Yitzchak, man ishtanis mincha, shnema bo chamisha minitigun, halalu, how come by mincha says five different ways of making it? The soilus, the machvas, macheshes, chalas, or kikim. How come it says so much by mincha? So where it says, Moshe lemelech batav adam, sha'osaloi oi havoi suda, that if the king's friend made him a big suda, for yadua boy shuani, and the king knows that his friend is a poor man, Omloi says to him like this, aseli min chamisha minitigun, kadei shehenim emoch. Right. In order that I should enjoy you. In other words, the king knows he's poor, he can't afford to bring too much, so the little bit you could bring, like spread it out, so that the five different dishes, I'll enjoy it. Siros Hashem is saying, I want to enjoy the mincha noni brings. Hadron alechem nochas v'nesachim. Hadron alechem nochas v'nesachim. Now the last parak, the Mishnah says, Harei elai yisorin. Somebody's menadim himself to bring an yisorin, a flower for mincha. So yovi yechad, he has to bring one mincha of an yisorin, a flower. What about he says, Harei elai yisroinim. He said, oh, it's upon me to bring yisroin, plural. Is Yavushnaim, he has to bring two menachas. Each mincha is made out of Yisroin. Because Yisroin means at least two. Peirash, let's say the person says, Bishas, he made the neder, he said clearly how many Yisroin he meant. But when Yadayim Aparash, later on he forgot. As Bishas, he made the neder, he said, Harilai Yisroinim. And he said then, 10, 15. And later the person says, I forgot how many I said. So Lachur is Yavi Shish Yisroinim. So he has to go to Chumrah and bring 60. Like we had before, the most you can bring in one kli is 60. So the Chumrah, he'll have to bring now 60. What's going to be if a person says, Harei elai mincha. So the Chaim is going to bring a mincha. So Yavi Eza Shiyotza. Stam mincha, you have the choice. Any one of these five menachas you could bring. We have Yudu Reime, Yavi mincha sasarlis. No, a stam mincha is a mincha sasarlis made out of flour. Shim yuchedes shebenot menachas. That's like the special mincha. That's Mechet is a special one. Rashi says in the first week more. The Mol explain exactly why is a mincha sasolos considered the miyuchedesh of minochas. Then the Mishnah goes on and says mincha. Person says a real mincha, or else oy minha mincha. Or says loshen of minha mincha. So either one of these means yovi yachas. He has to bring one mincha. What about he says a real minochas oy minha minochas is yovi shtayim. That's a lashon to saying he means him not himself to bring two menachas. Again, what about Pirashti? The person says, B'shas I made a neder. I explained which mincha I wanted to bring. Like Rashi says, Pirashti means achas min amnachas yeksuv meparsha. I said, what are minchas machvas and minchas macheshes? I explained, B'shas I made it, which mincha I meant to bring. But later, the end of the day, I forgot which one is a mem Pirashti. I forgot which type of a mincha I meant to say. In such a case, Yavi Chamishtan, he has a chiyuv chumrah to bring all five, so for sure be yotzei neder. What's going to be, he says, Pirashti mincha, shel esreinim. I said exactly the mincha. I said the mincha. I explained exactly how shel esreinim, how many esreinim I want to bring for the mincha. Rashi says what he meant to say is Parashti Mincha Bekli Yechad. I said clearly in this one Kli, I want to bring this amount of Esreinim. And later, the end of the day, he forgot, Kame Parashti, how much Esreinim I said in that Kli I should bring. So Yavi Shishim Esreinim. And Kame says it's enough to bring 60. Rashi says what? Tfeim Yoch Leklatsuki, more than it is no Sofik. If he made less than this, it doesn't make a difference. He could bring more, even if you want to, in the same Kli. However, Rebbe and Rebbe says no. Rebbe Yomer Yovi Menochos Shel Esreinos Miyechad V'Yashishim. Rebbe says you have to have like 60 different kelim here, and in each kli has one Isarin, next kli has two, next three, next four, next five, till 60. That's according to Rebbe, since it's a lashon of mincha, meaning you wanted to be kaveya this mincha, this kli, you meant to have bedavka that much. And let's say you said 40. See, bedavka meant to have 40 Isarinim in one kli. You can't have more than that in the same kli. Therefore, to be yotzi and neder, you have to have 60 different kelim, and each one from 1 to 60. Now, the Chumash asks the question, the ratio, when you say, Arela Yisorin, Yavi Yisorin, the Chumash Pshita. So, when it says Esreinus, when you say Lashon of Esreinus, Yavi Shtayim Isra, that's the Chiddush. That you mean to bring two Esreinim. Israchlei. So, Mosin the Honami Pshita. Miyutu Esreinim Shtayim Israchlei. That's the Chiddush. So Shalom, what the Girsu is, and the sign Kachma of the Girsu is, Chud is also Pshita. So the answer should have been Parashti Yisrochle. The Chiddush about Parashti, that's the Chiddush. Then the Mishnah says, Parashti, Vinodema, Parashti, Yavi, Shishim, Isarim. Man, Tan, who's the Tan of the first part? On the Chiskit, like, of course, not a Rebbe. The Rebbe, Omar Rebbe said, Yavi, Menochas, Shilas, Reinim, Meyechad, Vyachishim. You have to bring like 60 different Kalim here. So here it's Mashm, it's enough to bring 60 in one Kli. So he says, of course, not like Rebbe. Rebbe Yechonon Amano, Afilu Tema Rebbe, B'yayme Perashti Yisroinim, Avoloi Kavatam B'Kli. Where he says clearly, I said how many Yisroinim to bring, but I did not say it has to be in one Kli. Therefore, Demaisi Shishim Yisroinim, B'Shishimani. then you just have to bring 60 Yisraelim in one kli. It's enough to bring all 60, since you didn't say clearly only that amount in one kli. So even though the tzaddik say you're not to drink, let's say 50, if you bring 60 though, ma bekach, still you be yotzi neder. So it could be the ratio of the Mishnah even goes according to Rebbe. Rebbe only said it when you kaveh, you're in the kli, this amount and not more. Then it says the Mishnah Reya, lai mincha, yovi yezesh yitzah, anyone you want. Tony, we learned. At the Chur, why do we say that Mincha Solis is the Miuchedis? So one shot is, since the Torah starts talking about the Mincha Solis first, that's the Stam Mincha. Elamiyat is so, if somebody says a Reyelai Oila, is Yavi Ben Bokar, does he have to bring a Ben Bokar for an Oilam? Hoyla Posel by Kosat Chila, since the Posel talks about the Pasha of Oila, it says Bokar first. Avad is not Mustafra. Avad you can bring, when you say a Reyelai Oila, you can bring any type of a korban you want. You can bring Bokar at Sain. So here also, even though the Torah talks about Mincha Tzaseles first, why is that Mechaibu to say Stam Mincha Tzaseles? Alright, we'll stop here. So we'll continue on to see exactly what the Hezbro is. Why talk is Mincha Tzaseles called Yuchedes Shebe Menachas? Alright, we'll stop. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.